Ever start a new job and think, what in the... Maybe I've made a mistake. You walk in. No one's expecting you. Your desk isn't set up and your training is just a pile of paperwork and here's your login. Good luck. If this happened to you, you're not alone. In fact, around 30% of companies still onboard with a piece of paper or 500 and very little actual plan. If that's happening at your company, well, we need to talk. Welcome back to the Don't HR Alone podcast. I'm Rami Aligil, CEO of People Processes, and today we're diving into how to build an onboarding experience that doesn't make your new hires immediately regret their decision to come work for you. Why does this matter? Companies with great onboarding see 82% higher employee retention and 70% higher productivity in the first 12 months. Meanwhile, a bad onboarding experience sends 1 in 5 employees running for the exit, sometimes before their first paycheck. By the end of this episode, you'll learn the biggest onboarding mistakes most companies make, the 4-phase onboarding plan that actually works, and how to use technology and automation to streamline the process. So if you want to stop turning new hires into flight risks, let's get into it. All right, let's clear something up first. Onboarding is not the same as orientation. This is a vocabulary issue I hear. Orientation is one and done. A crash course in policies, paperwork, and where the bathroom is. It's important, sure, but onboarding is the real game changer. Orientation is necessary, but this is not what that's about. Onboarding is about integration, culture, decision-making, and productivity, and it doesn't just happen in a day. Research shows that the best onboarding programs last at least 90 days, and many last as long as a full year. Think about it. When someone joins your company, they don't need to know just where to sit. They need to understand what success looks like in their role, what behaviors are going to drive their success, and what sort of decisions they need to make in order to be to align with your company's needs. They need to know who to turn to when they need help. Should they escalate to their manager? Is this a place you talk to your coworkers first? Do you skip your manager and go straight to some sort of knowledge consultant or HR? How things actually work beyond the employee handbook. And when companies get this right, employees stay longer, are more engaged, and make better decisions. So, instead of throwing everything at new hires in a single day, let's think of onboarding in 4 stages. Phase 1 is pre-onboarding, before day 1. This is really important. No one is ever going to be more excited to work for you than they are on the day they accept your offer letter. Okay? The week, 2 weeks between offer letter and start are really useful. You can't make them work during that time, but make sure to get them all the information that they need to hit the ground running on day 1. Send a welcome email with everything they need to know. Make sure their workspace, logins, and tools are ready to go. Have a buddy or mentor who will guide them through their first few weeks. Reach out before they start just to welcome them. You can even do lots of other items to give them access to things that you'd normally cover on first day. You'll still cover, but they can read before they start. Facebook calls this the 45-minute rule because new hires can start contributing within an hour of arriving. That's how much they preload their information prior to start. It's so smooth. Think about pre-onboarding. Then do it first day. In first day, you got to cover the basics, introductions, paperwork, policies, right? But you need to give them a structured agenda so they aren't left wondering, what do I do next? And what do I do now? And how does this work? Share the company's mission, culture, and values, and have introductions, lunches, hangouts to make them feel part of the team. Get them working quickly, though. You need to involve them immediately. Even if they're going to do a week of classroom training, how about on day 1, they go join their morning meeting with their team just to get introduced, welcomed, and then say, all right, while you guys are working, I'm gonna hang out here for the morning meeting, and then I got to go do training. But they get to know people. They get to see what they're working on so that when they're training, they're pulling through. Shadow sessions, even just 30 minutes or an hour to sit with somebody, see what they're doing, can be very helpful as you're going through those trainings. Then you need to build a foundation, weeks 1 to 4. Set clear goals and performance expectations early. Whatever pace you want them to run at, they need to start at. Don't give them 2 weeks of, oh, nothing much to do, just do your training, hang out, look around. You need to start them with hard projects, with deadlines and performance, so that they start running. And then you can slow them down to join the rest, right? But in our company, this is common in the industry. We call this the Genesis week, right? Like, we have a week to get some things done. During that foundation building, weeks 1 to 4 also schedule regular check-ins so they feel supported. They should meet company leadership, their manager, their manager's manager, experienced co-workers, or others. So make sure you're integrating them broadly into the organization. You want to encourage those cross-team connections so that they meet people that they'll actually work with outside of their team. Then continuous development. You got that first month through. Months 1 to 6 and beyond need to be focused on ongoing training. Don't just throw them into the deep end. You know that anyone you hire has a lot to pick up and learn. If you have people who've worked for you for 3 years and people who've worked for you for 3 weeks, even if the ones with 3 weeks came in with better skills and a better pedigree, the ones who've been there 3 years know a lot of information. You want to make sure you're continually developing those people. So to shorten that gap, it blows me away the number of companies that invest so very little in training. And then they look around and they've got someone who's been there 1.5 years and can barely do anything other than what they were hired, like what they started doing. They got everything they needed in the first 2 weeks and now they're still just doing the same thing. You've missed a huge opportunity there. Also in that first month, gather feedback. Ask what's working and what's confusing. The great thing about processes, like an onboarding process, is that they can be iterated and improved upon over time. So ask for feedback. And then look for engagement. Employee satisfaction dips heavy around the 6-month mark. And the reason is that they've gotten through the time where everybody's cutting them slack. They think they should know more. They've only been there 6 months. But a lot of times that feels like long enough that you should have the answer. Co-workers start having higher expectations and the employee themselves does as well. So be aware of that 6-month engagement dip and make sure you're bringing them into the fold for long-term vision, values, and goal setting. Some of the biggest mistakes. 1, treating onboarding like a checklist. Here's your laptop, here's the handbook, any questions? Instead, making an ongoing process, not a one-day event. 2, information overload. Nobody wants to sit through 8 hours of PowerPoint slides. Break training into bite-sized, interactive sessions interspersed with either shadowing or real work. 3, no clear expectations. If employees don't know what success looks like, they will flounder. So set specific performance goals, especially for the first few days, first week, first 4 weeks. As they get to know your company, they can set their own goals. But in the beginning, you got to push them and make sure they know where to go. Give them a track to run on and they will fly. 4, fourth mistake is forgetting about culture. People don't just join for the job, they join for the environment. Connect them with mentors, teams, and company traditions. Tell them stories that illustrate your core values, your unique position in the market, and illustrate their future journey. People learn best through stories, not just statements, okay? So when you're thinking about your onboarding, make sure to introduce them to the stories that make up your company culture. There's gonna be some that float around for years. Have control over them. Mistake number 5, no follow-up after week 1. I see it all the time. I got it all done in a week. Great, now they're at work. Schedule 30, 60, 90-day check-ins at a minimum to ensure they're thriving, that you're there for them. Let's take a step away. You also need to make sure your technology and processes are in place. They're not just important for delivering your product or service, they're important for delivering your people processes. You have to create repeatable, iterative processes that can be tweaked over time in order to improve and scale your people. Technology helps with a lot of that. If you do it on paper and a lot of one-on-one human time, that's good, but it's very difficult to iterate on. It's very difficult to know what happened. You should always humanize the exception, no doubt, but automate the vast majority so that you can improve on it step by step, get feedback and make a tweak. Use HR platforms that centralize all that paperwork and training so that you're not chasing around signatures, and create interactive learning modules instead of long, boring books that they need to read so that they can learn in 5-minute or 15-minute or 30-minute bite-sized chunks. Have a digital new hire hub. That's what we do in our company and for our clients, with everything they need to get started that they get access to as soon as they accept the offer letter. Got all the information. It's one place. It's really good. Investing in better onboarding tech means fewer overwhelmed employees and a repeatable process that can be improved over time for your company. Highly recommend. So here's what you need to do right now. Look at your current onboarding program. What's working and what's not. The goal of onboarding is to take an enthusiastic new hire and turn them into a trusted, competent professional in your organization who would make the same decisions you would even without instruction. Look at your onboarding. Does it accomplish that? Does it even have a chance of accomplishing that? The answer is no. Time to work. Create a structured 90-day onboarding plan. Make sure it covers more than just orientation and think about accomplishing that goal. Leverage your technology, automate where possible, and make training as engaging as you can. And check in with new hires consistently. Don't let them feel abandoned after week one. And if you're thinking, that all sounds great, but I don't have time for this, well, you can always contact us. Onboarding isn't just about getting people in the door. It's about keeping them engaged, productive, and actually excited to be there. Your onboarding process needs a major glow up. Grab our free onboarding checklist below. Or if you want an HR team that's just going to handle this all for you, book a free 30-minute strategy call with me. You're a business owner in the U.S. or executive with 10 or more employees. We can, in that 30 minutes, cover a lot of this and build an onboarding system that doesn't just check the boxes, but actually works. If you're interested, of course, that's what we do for our clients all over the U.S. Don't forget to hit subscribe on this if you'd like some more HR insights. And if you got a question, drop it in the comments. I read every single one and reply. Now go out there, fix your onboarding, stop making new hires regret their life choices, and have a great day. Get your work done, and I'll see you soon.